Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Today on Watching Your Wealth, big ticket purchases to make this summer.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Courtney Jepperson is a shopping expert at NerdWallet. Welcome, Courtney.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about shopping in July. This is a good time to book some travel, right?
You are definitely right with that. So July isn't the best time to maybe take a trip, but it's definitely a good time to book a trip. So CheapAir.com is an online travel agency, and they took a look at rates for travel throughout the summer, and they found that August travel is expected to be 7% cheaper than July. So if you think about booking now and then maybe taking a last-minute summer getaway, the end of August, the end of summer, you can get a better deal.
And you might be able to get something a little bit more luxurious because you're saving money.
Exactly.
I like it. What about designer clothing?
We all, I mean, at least me, I guess, like to have designer clothing. So this is a good one to think about when you can get a deal on it, because obviously designer clothing is more expensive, these luxury labels. July is also a good time. And really the main reason for this is every year in July, Nordstrom, a high-end department store, they have a once-a-year sale called their anniversary sale. This year it is happening on July 21st. That's the first day of it. And shoppers really look forward to this sale every year. It's highly anticipated. And they really knock off a lot of money on designer, high-end products. We're thinking things like apparel as well as handbags, accessories, shoes. So it's really a good bet, because otherwise it's kind of hard to get on-trend designer labels at a discount.
Indeed, it can be pretty pricey. Now let's talk about August. When I think big ticket, I think of home items like furniture.
Exactly. So now the thing with August is if you're thinking furniture for your home, you might be a little too early. So when we're thinking things like bedroom sets, couches, even a mattress, that is going to be better in September because that's when Labor Day is. But if you're thinking about outdoor furniture, so maybe like patio furniture, things for entertaining, that is going to be a great deal in August, and you can probably guess, because it's going to be the end of summer. So usually in the world of retail, there's this seasonality rule. So whenever something is in its most useful season, when a lot of people are using it, that's generally when the price is going to be higher. But if you can wait till the end of the useful season, you'll get a deal. And of course, the trade-off here is that you might not be able to use it for as long. So it's this balancing act for consumers between how much you want to pay, how long you'll be able to use it for. But if you're really into those deals, the end of August is a great time.
Good point. What about jewelry? Some people really like the bling.
Yes, I don't blame them. So jewelry, it's a nice time to buy it right now during the summer. Kind of the worst time to buy jewelry, if we think of it in the opposite way, is around a holiday, because that's usually when everyone is buying. So when we think of things like Christmas, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, of course, we're not really around any of these gift-giving holidays right now. So that means that, number one, you have a better opportunity to negotiate if sales aren't as high at the jewelry store. Maybe if you go to a local jeweler, an independent jeweler, you can try to negotiate your way to a deal. The second thing is there's just not as much demand there. So when you shop during a sale period, a lot of the best, probably most affordable jewelry will go first. But if you come in now, there's not as many people buying. There's not as much of a reason to be buying gift jewelry. So you can go and kind of get your first pick of what you want to buy that fits within your budget.
What about cars this time of year? I feel like I don't really see that many car ads or sales. Is this not a great time to purchase a car?
It's not the best. When we come into Labor Day is a good time, and also the end of the year when retailers are trying to make those sales quotas. So you definitely have to be on top of what other people are doing. And in the world of cars, you have to think about is a sale. So they have to make quotas maybe at the end of a month, the end of a quarter, the end of a year. So you can think about trying to negotiate a little more during those times. So it's definitely something to time out and probably not your best bet right this moment.
Good to know. Thanks, Courtney. We're speaking with Courtney Jepperson on big ticket purchases to make this summer. This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
that dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously. This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
We're back with NerdWallet's Courtney Jepperson, who's giving us some summer shopping tips. So, Courtney, what about electronics lovers? Say if you're thinking about getting that new iPhone, should we buy an old version now? Or what's your advice in that department?
You should definitely hold off right now. So we've probably all heard these rumors swirling. People are highly anticipating this iPhone 8 that's rumored to be coming in September. And the trick here, if you don't care about the latest and greatest iPhone, maybe if you'd rather just get any iPhone, whenever a new edition is released, generally the previous model is discounted, both by Apple as well as third-party sellers, so places like Best Buy and Target that also sell the iPhone. So if you wait until that 8 comes out, you might be able to get a really good deal on the 7. If you go even further back, a better deal on the 6. So if you don't have to have the newest in technology, I'm kind of guilty of having to have the newest one. But if you want a deal, you can definitely get a good price if you wait a little bit longer. We're almost to September, so just hold off a little while.
Do you have any tips for us on comparing prices on big ticket items?
Definitely. So it's really worth comparing something when you're going to be spending a lot of money on a big ticket item. When we think about something like a smartphone or furniture, you're going to be spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. So you really want to do your homework, and it doesn't really take that much time in today's day and age of shopping online. You can look up any product online and really compare and see at a glance prices from multiple retailers. I think it's also important to research prices when you're making a big ticket purchase, because oftentimes you don't make this purchase very frequently. So if you're buying something like a TV and maybe you're not a really big TV person, this might be the first time that you've started comparing specs and looking at prices of TV. And if you just look at the first one you see and it maybe is listed as being on sale and you just jump and buy it, you won't really know, is that a good price or not? So there are even price history tracking websites where you can go online, look up a product, and literally see a chart history. What did this item sell for in the past? When was its lowest price? And then you have a really better sense to gauge how good a deal is. Sometimes retailers will list something as being on sale, but that item usually always sells for that sale price. So buying it at that moment is not really crucial. So it's really a good idea to do your homework, shop around. It can be a little harder with furniture because you might not see the same furniture items sold at the same store, but try to find something that is comparable and see how the prices compare and start tracking prices too. If you know you want something now, but a sale is coming up, say around Labor Day, you can start tracking and see how the prices compare now versus if they drop later.
Real quickly, do you have a name of a price tracking website or two that we could check out?
A great one is Camel Camel Camel. It's kind of a silly name, but that is a really good one for tracking Amazon prices. You literally just drop in a link to an Amazon product or type in the name, and they will show you the highest price date, the lowest price date. You can look back over a year's time to see what it sold for. I really find that one helpful.
Thanks so much, Courtney.
Sure. Thank you.
And do you have a personal finance question you'd like us to answer? Email us at podcasts@dowjones.com. This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.